Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
A mental health or addiction crisis can feel overwhelming. Getting help shouldn't be. The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Any adult, regardless of ability to pay, can heal with care and leave with connections to community-based resources. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, call or text 988 or go directly to the Franklin County Crisis Care Center at 465 Harmon Ave. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 270 of your favourite Formula One show. Yes, Knowing Wheel is back with our second episode of the week, because, of course, we are here to preview the Qatar Grand Prix, the final sprint weekend of 2025. Still three world drivers still in the World Championship. I've got to butcher that one, haven't I?
Try and get your sentence out. Yeah,
try and get my words out in the right order. But, of course, as always, I'm joined by JB183, of course, the absolute whirlwind and rollercoaster of emotions that have been a Max Verstappen fan this season. I feel like I ask you this about three times a week. How are you feeling heading into this weekend?
My hopes
have never been higher.
They're not great. No, they really have. Oh. After Kota, I was fully like, he's going to win it. I think now it's obviously an outside shot, and that's okay. But I really hope it's still alive in Abu Dhabi. I'll be sad if it's over after this weekend.
Fair enough. I think it's... I mean, are we going to talk more about the other news bits first before we talk about
the championship?
Do you want to get straight into the championship, do we? Okay. Jamie and I obviously have a little bit of a pre-warm-up before the show. We'd like to talk about life and stuff like that. We're not just business colleagues. We do actually take...
Are we not?
We pretend to have an interest in each other's lives as well from time to time. Obviously, we were talking about this, that and the other, and obviously talking about the championship. And we are in agreement, aren't we, now? With the weird way this is set up, with two rounds to go, plus a sprint race and a 24-point buffer for Lando over both Oscar and Max, we're both well aware Max now is likely in a scenario where his mindset this weekend will be, I just have to outscore Lando Norris and I will do that by any means necessary.
Yes, we're going to get 2021 Max back,
yeah.
I think.
When the chips are down, he will play dirty.
And it's kind of a shame in a way, because I get the feeling, as obviously a fan of his, that probably since Spain, and Spain obviously was the race that went very badly for Max, and he's admitted to that it was an error now, which looks really silly in hindsight where it's got this close in the championship.
Hindsight is a beautiful thing.
Anyway, that was the race for me where he kind of stopped believing he would have a shot, because he was so far off the McLarens. Spain is always a good indicator of pace over the European season.
I think what's also forgotten, of course, was Spain was the first weekend with the technical directive, wasn't it? Which I remember prior to that, you were really hyped up. I was going to bring Red Bull back into it. Yeah.
And it just didn't. So I think from that point onwards, he went into like 2020 Max mode, where he was basically like, I'm here, I'm going to pick up a few wins, always drive well, but you know, I'm not going to start crashing into people to try and win the championship.
Not going to do a Roy Keane.
Not just, I'm just going to smash into somebody, just make me feel better. but yeah, I feel like since Spain until really now, he's been pretty chilling. Obviously driving extremely well, but he's not been really pushing the limits of the rules, as we often see he does, other than arguably Mexico, when he just saw Lewis Hamilton and saw red.
But he always does with Lewis still, doesn't he? Because he did it. Was that Hungary this year as well? Was that Hungary last year? I honestly can't remember. No, it was Hungary last year, wasn't
four.
It? Yeah. Oh, no, turn 11. Four. I actually meant last year when Lewis was still in the Merc.
Oh, when Lewis weaved on him in the braking, yeah.
He didn't weave on him in the braking. He went round a lapped car and then Max locked up and just went across his nose.
But regardless, we haven't seen 2021 Max against the McLaren drivers this season.
No.
And it's got to the point where we're two races from the end of the season and Max still has a shot. And now he's going to be like, oh, Let's go. let's become the guy that Lando Norris has nightmares about from 2024.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm excited. I think it should be, as long as the Red Bull is there or thereabouts in pace, and it's not just, you know, if it's half a second off a lap, there's no chance that Max doesn't need these antics, because there's not much point, really.
Well, you might need to even more.
I guess so. He could just send it to turn one and try and blow him up, but yeah. I think he might not get away with that, given there's, like, the shortest braking zone known to man, as Lewis Hamilton found out last year? Year before?
Year before. When was that? Yeah, I thought it was last year as well, but it was 23.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I'm excited. I think, for me, it's between Max and Norris, because Piastri's current form is absolutely horrendous. Though he's generally all right at Qatar, to be fair.
This is what I've said before, isn't it? Qatar now for Oscar is... obviously, effectively now for both Max and Oscar, it is make or break. But at least Oscar will kind of have a little bit of... He's been good at Qatar before. He just need... I think, honestly, Oscar's kind of got one of two ways of going about this, doesn't he? He either needs to deliver, and obviously if McLaren got a small advantage, put 0.2 on Lando's head, say Max starts third, half a second back, or something like that, it's a complete hypothetical, and just lead from the front, let them trip over each other, and try and do everything he can. Or, on the other side of that, if he's not up to scratch again, let them take each other out and try to claim points that way.
Yeah, yeah, but that's completely...
He could literally do a Kimi Raikkonen this year of 07.
I mean, Max would be the one doing the Kimi Raikkonen, really, wouldn't he? Because it is literally...
But my point more is the personalities.
Yes, yes, but Piastri's been... You forget Piastri's been leading the championship for the longest time. Out of anyone, yeah. Hasn't he? So he really has fallen off a cliff since the Zandvoort win, obviously. He actually drove really well at Zandvoort, and... Since then, it's just been absolutely horrendous. He's had the one podium in Monza, and he's now on 7 races without a podium.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Max is on 8 races in a row on the podium.
Yeah. It is, like, madness.
Piastri hasn't beaten Max or Lando since Zandvoort.
Yeah, insane.
Which is absolutely crazy. Insane. His championship lead to both has decreased every race.
Yeah. It is kind of... bizarre, isn't it? And I don't know whether you want to talk about conspiracy or just the pressure of a world championship. I guess the weird thing as well, though, isn't it, was even Zandvoort, Oscar only got the better of Lando in the final run of Q3. And that was apparently, obviously, it was incredibly fine margin in the end. Apparently, it was a gust of wind that helped. I love the fact F1 is... Every world championship has always been decided by a gust of wind, apparently.
You can't get away from it.
Max only won 2023 because of 24 perfectly timed gusts of wind over the course of the season. But my point, sorry, was that was... Arguably, obviously, had he not had that gust of wind and qualified behind Lando, he wouldn't have done better than him at any point since the summer break. Which is kind of mad when you think about it.
I guess, yeah. I mean, you could argue Hungary was a bit of a turning point where Piastri got a bit screwed by Lando strategy. Getting on the better strategy.
Yeah.
By fluke, really. I don't believe in the conspiracies at all. I just think Piastri was already operating at maybe his maximum for how young he is in his career as well. I'm sure
this
he's got
the
higher
other
gears
thing
to
people
go
forget,
into.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I fully think Lando was not operating at his level for the first 10 races, really, up until... After the Canada crash in Austria, he kind of locked in and took a step up. And then I would say after Zandvoort, he took another step up.
Yeah.
And Piastri just hasn't been able to go with him. Because
no, not
I think
recently.
The first seven, eight races, Piastri was already operating really highly and hasn't quite had the extra step that you need late doors in the championship. And equally, the rest of the field has got a bit tighter to McLaren, which means they're no longer picking up 1-2s all the time because, you know, your Mercedes and Verstappen and... I mean, Leclerc's been there or thereabouts a few times as well, hasn't he? So
yeah. No, it is really interesting.
It's a tough one, and I do genuinely feel quite sorry for our good friend Mark Webber, because he obviously is most famed for almost winning a championship and not in F1 and being not bad for another 2 driver. So it's a shame for Oscar Piastri that this first attempt at winning a championship has gone much the same way.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? As an Oscar fan, it's been one of those horrible ones where he's had a couple of moments. I mean, I'd completely forgot, for example, I can't remember what I was watching a couple of days ago, but I completely forgot, of course, that he stacked it in the Brazil sprint. And the fact that something like that doesn't even feel like it's potentially championship defining anymore is nuts to me.
Well, yeah, and obviously Baku was an absolutely horrible weekend.
Yeah, Baku I feel is a bit more memorable, but yeah, the Brazil sprint, you was kind of like, oh yeah, I forgot Kota he did that 3 weeks ago.
Took out Hülkenberg and Norris.
Well, Hülkenberg took him out, but there we are.
No, PSG tried an ill-advised switchback on turn
because Lando was too aggressive into turn one.
Okay, was it?
Yeah.
Regardless, Hülkenberg was getting a podium there. And
he wasn't happen, getting a podium. Hülkenberg will never get a podium.
Well, he did.
I know, I knew I could get you with that one.
more next year. Audi OP.
Audi OP, yeah, could happen.
Race one, I'm pretty team on the podium.
Oh, God. Next season. Yeah, yeah, it's getting locked in right now. Obviously, we'll do the predictions at the end of the show, won't we? But I think it is fascinating. Kind of, there's so many ways it could go this weekend.
Yeah, and you've obviously got McLaren having to be conservative on their ride height.
Yes.
They won't have had the chance to make major changes to the car between Vegas and here because it's been literally, 4 days of travel between that time. So we'll see if they have to run a higher ride height and therefore lose lots of points of downforce. If so, could we see Verstappen, Russell, Antonelli?
Yeah, again.
There's a spoiler for my predictions.
Yeah, there you go. Love that. Absolutely love that. It's going to be fascinating, isn't it? Because McLaren obviously cannot afford to take that gamble again. But I honestly depends on how Max is going to play now the chips are down. Because like we also said pre-show, had Max been driving like he did towards the end of always the weird thing is with Max Verstappen is, and I know you feel slightly different about this to me, is he still, in my mind, has not been able to prove that when the weight of a world championship is coming down to the wire, that he can deliver. And I know exactly what you're going to say. 2021, absolute bottle job towards the end of the year, doesn't get talked about enough, was absolutely saved. 2022, going up against Charles Leclerc. The Red Bull did have an advantage. I always say Charles Leclerc could have dragged that fight out longer than he did. And he made it easier for Max. Ferrari as well. But that Red Bull Verstappen combination should have won that championship anyway. 23, of course, an absolute whitewash. 24, again, I still feel like the media tried to hype up a championship fight that wasn't really there.
But the Brazil race was one of the greatest individual performances of all time.
Brazil race this year was better. I'm sorry, it just was.
Anyway, I think...
Obviously, this year, the fact he hasn't been in the championship fight has basically meant that he's now in the championship fight, which is quite impressive.
Arguably. And McLaren still won't pick a favourite. So no. Even though Norris is 24 points clear of Piastri...
Yeah, just get Oscar to wipe Max out in turn one.
Until it's mathematically over, they will not pick a driver to back, which I kind of respect. But if they lose the championship because of it, that will go down in history.
Yeah, you'll be quite happy though.
I do disagree with you because, obviously, when there's one lap of a championship left and you've got to overtake your rival for the championship, he nailed it.
30 lap fresh tires.
Well,
he barely even nailed it either. He completely missed the apex and then locked up at the next corner.
Well, he still won the race, didn't he?
Yeah, but
the championship
nice,
won by one.
Nice standards there. But you've got to agree, though, obviously. Are we going to see Jeddah 2021 Max this weekend?
Well, hopefully Norris doesn't just drive into the back of him when he's trying to let him through this
hopefully
time.
Hopefully Max doesn't break
like Lewis Hamilton did.
There's a reason Max got a penalty in that race, sir.
Not for that incident.
Did he not get one for that incident? Out of all the incidents he had that race, I can't remember which ones he got penalties for. Which
I still argue that Lewis Hamilton, like, obviously it was trying to play chess, and we're not going to go down a dead rabbit hole here, but maybe we are. They were both trying to, obviously, be behind when it got to DRS, which is dumb, and that's the big problem with... We've only got two races left at DRS.
I know.
Which is great. But, well, I don't know. We'll see if it's great. We'll come round one next year. But anyway... Verstappen was clearly lifting to let Lewis Hamilton by, and Lewis Hamilton just wouldn't go past and stayed right behind him. So when Max tries to let him by even more by braking, Hamilton is just right behind him. I still think that he needs to share the blame on that at the very least.
And what about all the other absolute terrorist driving Max did that
race?
Oh
yeah, 100%. The one where he just sent it from miles
He basically
back
turned
turn
the
one.
First chicane into a straight line.
Yeah, many times. Yeah, though the one on Ocon, the three wide on the restart, was a great move. And I will stand by that.
Okay. Let's talk about something else then, JB. Now we've gone down our traditional 2021 rabbit hole. A huge shock this week. Nobody was expecting this one, were they? Of course, kind of got swept under the rug, didn't it, in Vegas, that Andy Cowell was apparently... Well, originally it was said that he was stepping down from Aston Martin team principal. Now it looks like he's keeping a lot of the roles that comes with the team principal. All the rumours were pointing that it was going to be Adrian Newey, Christian Horner stepping into that role. It has now turned out that it's Adrian Newey stepping into that team principal role. I've got a theory about this, and okay. I want you to hear me out.
I reckon I know what it is, but
go on, say what you think it is.
I think you're going to say Newey was told Horner's coming in as TP unless you take it, and he was like, "Well, I guess I better take it."
Very similar to my theory. I was going to say, I think Newey said, "I will take that role on as long as he doesn't join this team." I think that's what's went down.
But he went in the media and said that he has no problem working with Horner again, but that could have been a pack of lies.
Yeah, but we all say things we don't mean, don't we? We say that we like working with each other.
Well, you said that about 20 minutes ago.
No, I know, exactly. So, yeah. It's crazy just how quickly things can turn.
Exactly, but I think this is really positive for Aston Martin. And as much as Newey isn't much of a leader, you know, he's your classic...
he's an introvert.
He's an introvert. He's going to sit with his books and draw some front wings and not really say very much. He's the kid in class, probably quite like us two, really, who don't have many friends and end up on a podcast.
Hang on a minute. speak for yourself, sir.
So anyway, but I think the tide is shifting with team principals away from your traditional kind of big macho leader type of, you know, Maurizio Rivene. Christian Horner is in that category as well.
Would you say
it's shifting?
Christian Horner never gave big macho leader vibes to me. He gave little man syndrome.
Well, yeah, but he's a very good speaker and people listen to him when he talks, kind of thing. Like,
I normally mute the telly.
But within the team, he clearly is a bit of a Richard Branson, who no one really likes, but they are very good at what they do in that sense. I think, anyway, that's my opinion.
Fair enough. Coming there but from Jamie Nomates in the corner.
Exactly, yeah, right in my little front wings in the maths book. the tide is shifting towards having engineers and real, not necessarily visionaries for the team, but people who are inspirational.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So you look at James Vowles, obviously engineering background, Ayo Komatsu, Lauren Mekies, they're all one of the people, in a way.
Yeah.
And Adrian Newey, when you've got a team full of engineers, having like the greatest engineer of all time as your leader, even if they're not a particularly good leader, people will just unite behind them because they want to work for them.
Yeah, and I think the other important thing, of course, is as well, because again, this was kind of laid out one way originally in the first press release and now has been laid out another way, which is again why I think Newey said, "I'm having this if it means Horner isn't joining." Cowell was originally meant to be stepping down from team principal role. Now it's come out that obviously he's still holding on to quite a few of those job requirements. This is why I think Newey's kind of taken it in air quotes as such, but actually Cowell is probably still going to be... I guess the best word to use is going to be the front man for the team, isn't
he? Yeah. And Cowell will do all the actual kind of boring work, and Newey will be the face of it. And doing all the big speeches at the factory when Stroll wins the first race next year.
Yeah, Stroll wins by a lap.
We will see. But as we know, all of Adrian Newey's expertise came from copying Jeremy Clarkson in school anyway. So maybe they should get Clarkson in.
Yeah, perhaps. I think the less we see Jeremy Clarkson nowadays, probably the better, personally. But there we are. Do you want your quiz, Jamie, before we go back to Qatar?
Let's do it.
It's a pretty simple one today. You got no time limit, but it is going to be a good old, if you get one wrong, it's over.
Yep.
Since 2021, we have had 3 Qatar Grand Prix, including 2 sprints. Across those, I guess, 5 point scoring opportunities, I was quite impressed by this. 18 drivers have scored a point.
Gosh.
You have simply got to tell me which drivers they are. If you get one wrong, quiz is over.
Oh, dearie me. Okay, I don't think I'm getting all of these, but let's go anyway. I'm going to start logically.
Yeah, that's always a good place to start.
Go to last year, because I watched this race this week on the highlights.
That should be 10 like immediately ticked off.
I should probably be able to get 10 out of 10 on 2024, but that's famous last words. So we'll start with Max Verstappen.
Correct.
Oscar Piastri.
Oh, slow down for me. You're not under a time limit. Patience, young Padawan. Correct.
Charles Leclerc.
Correct.
I believe fourth was George Russell.
He's on my list.
Okay. Fifth was Gasly.
He's on my list.
Sixth was Sainz.
He's on my list.
I believe seventh was Hamilton, but Hamilton's going to be in there regardless from 21.
He is on my list.
Eighth was Big Joe Guan Yu.
He's on my list.
Ninth was Kevin Magnussen.
He's on my list.
And 10th was Lando Norris. So that's 2024 done.
And you've got 8 left to go.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you got one wrong, it'd be over. There was only 18 true. To begin with, and you've I just suppose, named 10.
Fernando Alonso.
Correct.
Got a podium in 21. Valtteri Bottas got Valtteri points in 23. Bottas.
Correct.
Double points for Alfa Romeo, repping the hat today as well, so big up.
Such a weird track for Sauber to be so good at.
It really is.
And especially again this year, we got tired stint limits, don't we, again?
Yeah, we do. I really don't think Hülkenberg scored points here, so I'm not going to say him. I will say... It's actually quite hard now.
Yeah, you got 6 more.
6 more. I will say Esteban Ocon.
Correct.
Who else? Sergio Perez was chasing Alonso in 21.
Correct. 4 more to go.
4 more. Oh, dear. Williams have never been good here. So I'm going to leave Albon for now. I did say Joe. Yeah, of course I did.
Of course you did.
This is quite difficult. I'm struggling now. Wow, yeah. I'm trying to think who wasn't in that top 10 last year. Who would be in previous years? I'll say Yuki Tsunoda.
That incorrect.
Oh, dear.
Never scored
a
point.
Who is left?
Oh, you're gonna really hate yourself. You named 2 of them.
Oh, okay. Who did I name?
So, Hülkenberg. You said Hülkenberg scored in the sprint.
Oh yes, of
20,
course.
Was it sprint that. Last year or was it sprint
it was last
the year,
year
before?
Yeah.
Albon has also scored points here.
Really?
Yeah.
Which year?
I would assume last year.
It wasn't in the race last year. It could have been in sprint.
Yeah, let me have a double check here, because I obviously closed all the tabs afterwards. So, he didn't score in the race... he didn't score in the sprint last year.
It must have been 23 then.
Yeah, it must have been 23.
Wow.
Because obviously I delete all the answers so I know how many you've got left.
And
so
the Williams was rubbish in 23, so that's fair play.
Sprint shootout, no. It's going to be when I get this wrong now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did he not score? What was
he
I
didn't
reading?
Race in 21. What were you reading?
What did I read, Jamie? Maybe you didn't get that one wrong. Oh no, sorry. He came 7th in the sprint in 23.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. There you
go. So he scored points there. Two more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a huge hint here.
As did Lawson get points? Ricardo?
No. As in, they were teammates together.
Oh. Which team have I forgotten about?
Yeah.
Was it Raikkonen Giovinazzi?
No.
I have no idea. What?
Really?
I'm so...
One of them what is still on the grid to this day. I mean, I could give you the ultimate hint if you wanted.
What team have I forgotten about? Was it Haas?
No.
I'm really confused. Put me out of misery.
Stroll and Vettel.
Oh, of course. Lance Stroll. He's always the guy, isn't he?
He's just there.
He's always scoring points.
But he's not always scoring points. It's just the fact he's been around long enough now that at some point enough things have gone wrong for others that he scores a point.
Did you know that Lance Stroll is now third in the all-time list of most Grand Prix starts without a win?
That's not that surprising. Who's he behind then? Hulk and...
Hulkenberg and... Ricardo... No, Patrese won.
Patrese won quite a few. Let's have a look. Most F1... It's not Heidfeld, is it?
It's not Heidfeld. He was most podiums without a win.
Most...
Is it he overtook Magnussen. So Magnussen held fourth.
So Ericsson's on that list, apparently. Hulkenberg is first. Andrea De Cesaris, of course.
De Cesaris, yeah. Who had about 110 DNFs in 200 races.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good going.
Yeah, there you go. So Stroller's just jumped Heidfeld and Magnussen.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. And, apologies to Aston Martin 2021 fans who I forgot about.
I don't know whether they both scored points in... Well, Vettel must have done, but I don't know when Stroll scored. I assume Stroll as well was 2021. He might have done since then, but of course I didn't put him on my list twice. He didn't score. Oh no, he came. He beat Vettel in 2021.
Of course he did.
He came sick. Vettel came 10th. What was going on there? I mean, Gasly with the greatest drive ever back in 2021. Qatar qualified on the front row, finished 11th.
Second, didn't he? But he only qualified second by putting it there and then getting a puncture and stopping anyone.
He's stopping anybody going quicker. The ultimate strat, wasn't it? Absolutely fantastic. I just want to give a quick shout out, Jamie. Formula 2 is finally back. It's so stupid that we have a 3-month break between races, man. But come on, Leo Fornaroli.
I mean, Fornaroli realistically should win.
He's got a 19-point buffer. I want it done this weekend, young man.
How many points are available in one F2 race?
It's 39, I think. 25 for a win, 10 for a sprint win, 2 for pole. Is it?
No, 4 for pole and 2
no,
for fastest
2.
Laps.
2 for... It's not 4 points for pole. I don't believe.
Did it ever be 4 points for pole?
I don't think so.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it's 2 then for fastest laps.
So Jack Crawford is 19 points behind.
19 points behind. Technically, anybody down to Pepe Marti could still theoretically win it.
Yeah, but it's realistically between the top
three.
Three or four. I would quite like to see Luke Browning win it because I quite like him.
I want to see.
I do quite like
Leo
Fornaroli as well.
Yeah, gotta back my boy Leo Fornaroli. He's been so consistent most of the year. We just don't talk
and
about
pre-show,
backing.
Matt was begging for a follow from Leo Fornaroli.
I was
on Instagram.
He keeps liking all my posts, but he won't follow me.
Yeah,
Leo, stop playing hard to get. I know you're watching.
Wow, have you got something for people who sound like Ellie at the start of their name?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, clearly, I'd never really thought of him that way. I suppose.
Well, you're begging for a follow back.
Exactly.
That's
all
I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have Ellie to start your name, make sure you drop me a follow as well. It'd be greatly appreciated. Predictions, Jamie 183.
Yes.
It is life or death for me at this stage of the championship. Because what are the scores
really
on the doors? I'm dragging it.
I probably did. 74 to me and 58 for you.
When did you, it says when you last updated it, doesn't it?
I believe I did update it. So that's fine.
See, was it 60? I thought I brought the gap down. I thought the gap was down to about 8 now.
Come on. Anyway, let's move on. And you can go first.
So there's 18 points available over these last couple of race weekends. So we're at the point now, of course, where you cannot pick anybody that I pick. Like for podiums or anything.
What?
Yeah, that's how this works.
I mean, I could do that and still win. There's no way you're getting
most likely, because I've got to get basically 2 weekends
points.
Perfect, and we never do that. I'm going to say...
You're going to pick what I want to pick now, aren't you?
No, I could. No, because then you'll pick what I want to pick and it'll actually happen this week. I mean, more annoying. The problem is, I keep picking Verstappen to win, and that's sometimes helped me out or sometimes screwed him over. So I don't know what I want to do in terms of that. I'm going to go with my heart, and my heart says...
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, Lewis Hamilton. No. I mean, the thing is, though, if Max and Lando absolutely take each other out, then you could end up with a Ferrari win or something in like the slimiest way possible. Right, I'm going to say sprint winner Oscar Piastri.
Oh, dearie me.
Yeah, I'm going out with a bang. pole position, I'm going to say...
This is some great content.
Yeah, hurry I know. Up. George Russell.
Okay.
A race winner, George Russell. Oscar Piastri, P2.
My word, what are you on this morning?
Lewis Hamilton third. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going out. I'm going out in a blaze of glory with what I want to see.
Piastri and Hamilton, they're the worst form on the current grid, I would say, those two.
No, they're not. They're not great. They're not the worst on the grid.
The worst form right now in terms of comparatively to teammates. They're not.
No! Lewis has been close to Charles the second half of the year.
I will say Max Verstappen to win the sprint race. Max Verstappen to put it on pole.
Yep.
Max Verstappen to win.
Yep. I don't know which one's worse.
Pure hopium. I will say. I can't put Russell second, can I?
No.
I guess I'll put Kimi Antonelli in second then.
Okay. You could have put Lando.
Nah, he's crashing out.
sorry, you mean Max is taking him out?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he got disqualified again. That would be ideal. And I will hedge my bets and put Norris third.
Okay. I like it.
Won't go for my gut and go for Nico Hülkenberg.
Oh, go on. Say Nico. Go on.
That'd be so funny. It's going to be a normal race, though, isn't it? It's going to be Qatar.
No, it's because remember we've got tyre limits and stuff.
It's locked in. Norris is third.
Oh, man. You absolute wuss. Absolute exactly. wuss. Shocking. Shocking. Exactly. Have we got anything else to add, JB183?
Do you think there'll be punctures this year because of tyres?
No, because that's why the tyre limit's where it's at, isn't it?
I actually quite like these tyre limit rules because it means you can be quite clever.
It doesn't, though, does it? Because it means because they always set it up, so you've basically just got to do a normal stint, pretty much.
Well, it's 25 laps, isn't it?
Is it?
Maximum stint length.
I thought it was less than that still. I think you're right.
It's a 57 lap race.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's just shorter. So what Sauber did in 23, when the last time we had these tyre rules, was they pit on lap 2 because that was the earliest you could take your first stop to make sure your second and third stops
You could basically stretch them both sets of tyres. It was high risk, high reward.
Exactly.
It was.
It was, yeah. But it worked because they were then in clear air at the start.
So we're going to see everybody pit on lap 8, are we?
Well, we'll see. But I do quite like it because, you know, pitting early is often that risk of like, oof, I might pit early, but it means committing to a two-stop. Whereas here, you know everyone's on a two-stop to begin with, so you can be
It's just if you get a safety car or a red flag or anything, you're completely shafted.
Yeah, but we'll see. I'm hopeful. I always quite like a race with different strategy to normal. So a two-stop, I'm always here for.
Apart from Monaco, it didn't work there.
It didn't work there, but nothing's going to work at Monaco.
No, exactly. Monaco doesn't work for Monaco.
Put them on bikes.
Put them on push bikes. What I still think they should do at Monaco, I know we spoke about this earlier on in the year, is they Pirelli develop a super skinny tyre. So they've just got way less grip.
Or just like Joker laps.
Or Joker laps.
I mean, George Russell tried to do some joke laps last
year. He didn't try, did he?
Yeah.
There's no kind of try about it. It's the problem with Monaco.
No, exactly.
So stupid. Jamie, are we going to be back Monday?
I believe so.
Wonderful.
Let's talk about the new champion.
Yeah, Lando Norris wraps it up early, I guess.
I genuinely think it will happen. All jokes aside, I think he'll probably do it this weekend, which
is sad.
But
fair enough.
Formula
I will predict
One will
want
Max
the script
happen until
man.
The day I die.
Formula One will want the script heading into that finale. Thank you all, though, so much as always for watching. If you have enjoyed, please do make sure you leave a like, get yourself subscribed, let us know your thoughts and feelings as we head into the end game of the 2025 Formula One season. And Jamie and I will return Monday with another episode of Knowing Wheel.